The government spends $30 billion on IT services a year. The Government Accountability Office says agencies can save a chunk of that if they bought more of those services in bulk, i.e. strategic sourcing. Tim DiNapoli is the Director of Acquisition and Sourcing Management Issues at GAO. He recently wrote a report to Congress on this issue and joins us now with more. Good morning, Tim.
Good morning, Emily. How are you?
Fine, thank you. So, if I can, your report is very typical for GAO, entitled Opportunities Exist to Better Manage Information Technology Services Spending. Give me the big picture. How are agencies doing on managing this type of spending?
Well, Emily, to be honest, agencies are doing a lot better than they were doing two or three years ago. You know, we put out a report in 2012 that said federal agencies were managing only a fraction of their contracting activity through strategic sourcing and leaving a lot of money on the table. And they weren't addressing their high spend categories, such as services. So this report kind of follows on that theme and says, well, let's take a look at a high spend category, information technology services, and let's see how agencies are doing. And the other part, we wanted to get some better insights into the prices being paid for individual labor categories. So in that first category, you know, if we said that agencies were managing only about 5% of their spending through strategic sourcing in 2012, what we're finding now is that our review at Army, Navy, Air Force, Department of Homeland Security, and NASA, they were using between 10 and 44% of their IT spending was going through their preferred strategic sourcing contracts. So by that measure, they are doing a lot better.
So what has changed between 2012 and now 2015?
You know, I think that the key thing that has gone across the government is leadership, both at the Office of Management Budget, the Office of Federal Procurement Policy, and then within the agencies themselves. I think senior leadership has identified strategic sourcing as a way to stretch their dollars even more. And in times of budget uncertainties, you know, any tool that can help the agencies apply spending practices and stretch their dollars is got to be a way to go.
And it definitely seems like this is more, there is a lot more talk. Strategic sourcing is almost becoming a normal word around the government, around the cooler. You found that in the agencies that you looked at, the Defense Department, Homeland Security, and NASA, there was a broad range of how much of their spending they obligated through strategic sourcing contracts. The Navy, 10%, at DHS, 44%. Compare those two. What are some of the things that the Navy does and DHS does and vice versa? What does one do that the other doesn't do?
Well, I'm going to emphasize the positive and talk about what DHS does do. And so they've been working on strategic sourcing for about 10 years. And they've had strong leadership commitment since they first initiated back in 2004. And they do a lot of things that the other agencies don't do, including the Navy. For example, they have done an agency-wide spend analysis, which kind of gives you the lay of the land. You can see what we're buying, from who, for what purpose, and we can make smart decisions about, well, where's our targets of opportunity that we can focus management attention on and potentially, you know, drive some savings through our contracting approaches.
And to be clear, I mean, DHS is 22 different agencies. Are they actually doing it across the whole of the department?
And for what we were looking at, they were. So it was pretty impressive in that through their preferred strategic sourcing vehicle, they were getting a lot of their spend going through that vehicle across the department. So 44% really kind of was the high water mark. You know, leading commercial companies usually get about 90%. And I don't know if you can get to 90% for DHS, but, you know, there's still room for improvement. So 44% it really is good. We always encourage the agencies to do better.
We're speaking with Tim DiNapoli. He's the Director of Acquisition and Sourcing Management Issues at GAO. All right. So we know it's much lower at the Navy. It's a range for those other agencies within DOD, NASA, and DHS. What are some of the things that DHS is doing that these other agencies could relatively easily replicate?
Well, I think there are five things that we really ask agencies to do, aside from just having a strong leadership commitment, which is actually, I think, evident at each of the agencies we looked at. But you have to do a spend analysis. You have to have utilization metrics. So if you get a preferred strategic sourcing contract out there, it doesn't help you if nobody uses it. So DHS has kind of a utilization metric that gauges the extent to which their components are using it and kind of eliminate that rogue or maverick spend, as they call it, in the private sector. You need to be able to have a mandatory use or consideration policy so that you can tell your acquisition folks, you know, you really need to use this contract, because if you don't, you need to have a really good reason not to. So you have to have that. You have to measure savings, and you got to have the kind of metrics to do that, to encourage more compliance with agency policy. And probably the last thing you need to do is consider standardizing some of your labor rates. The second portion of the review of what we're looking at is what's the variation in prices paid for very similar services. And what we found was that, you know, for the two contractors and the actions that we looked at, it was up to 62% on average differences for almost identical labor categories that agencies were paying. So you need to have some insights into what we're paying, trying to drive down that price even at the labor category level.
And did you find that there was sort of a meeting of the minds at agencies about this? In other words, they knew that they should be doing these things and they're working towards it. It's just a question of time, or is there actually disagreement about whether these things are necessary?
You know, it's interesting. We made 15 recommendations across the agencies, and they varied depending upon, you know, where they were in kind of that spectrum of incorporating leading commercial practices. And to an agency, everybody agreed with the recommendations and set timeframes that were fairly short in terms of within the next 6 to 9 months in which they're going to have corrective actions in place. So I think what we saw was a willingness and an agreement that we need to do better, and the steps that we identified for the agencies to take, they were readily accepted. So I think that's a very positive sign.
And Tim, you had mentioned that leading companies use this type of sourcing with about 90% of their IT services spending. That's probably too high for the government realistically, but what do you think is an appropriate percentage?
Well, I think you have to look at each individual category. You know, the Office of Federal Procurement Policy has just put out a memo about 2 weeks ago now that talks about category management, which is kind of the next evolution of strategic sourcing. And they were focusing on laptops and desktops. And I think what they called for in that memo is probably in the high 70s is what they're aiming as their objective measure for strategic sourcing. And I think that's important because for each category that you're looking at, whether it be information technology or knowledge-based services or facility-related services, you have to have the expertise within that market to know what is within the realm of possible. And so there may not be a single number, but there should be a number of very thoughtful numbers that are spread out between the individual types of services.
Tim DiNapoli is the Director of Acquisition and Sourcing Management Issues at GAO. Tim, thanks for joining us.
Emily, it's been my pleasure.